This is a CBC original podcast.
The last race in Beijing was the 1500 meter. And I was feeling so strong and confident at that time after 4 gold medals that, you know, I thought nothing can happen to me, you know. And the day of the 1500, it started to rain. And rain for wheelchair racer is it's the unknown, because you have those tires and you have those wheels and those gloves, and sometimes the gloves, they slip on the rain. It changes the game completely. I remember my mechanic, my coach, everybody's faces changed because they knew that the rain, you don't know what can happen, you know. You don't know how much and when it's going to just start slipping, and then you don't have your power. And it was, to be honest, racing and pushing in the rain was my weakness. I had worked on it so much, but in my head, it still stayed at the one thing that was my weakness.
On your mark.
But let me start at the beginning.
Set.
I'm Chantal Petitclerc, and this is Backstory.
And it's a great start for Petitclerc.
The Beijing Paralympics, 2008.
Chantal Petitclerc is a 5-time Paralympian wheelchair racer.
21 medals at the Paralympic Games, 14 of them gold.
Arguably Canada's greatest ever wheelchair racer.
In 2014, she was named Canada's chef de mission for the Rio 2016 Paralympic Games.
She's a wheelchair athlete. She's won Paralympic gold 14 times. That's crazy. 14 times. Where do you keep all your medals?
I come from a very small town, Saint-Marc-des-Carrières, in the area of Quebec, and this is where I had my accident. I was 13, so, you know, just one of those accidents that still happens too often. I was visiting some friends of the family who had a farm. The farm was abandoned. So, of course, you know, the message from the parents was really, you kids are not allowed to go play. So the very first thing we decided to do was to go play on the farm, because we weren't allowed to do it. And yeah, there was this barn door that was broken. And the plan was that we wanted to lift the door, put some sort of a crate underneath it, and turn it into some sort of a jumping ramp for the bicycles. And myself being, you know, only 13, I was not able to hold the door for very long. And the door fell on me and broke my spinal cord. And that's how I became paraplegic at the age of 13. I knew, you know, it's like you feel it. And I knew from that moment, I could not feel my leg. I could not get up. And I just felt that my life would never be the same again, and that I would need to adapt to this new situation very, very quickly.
From a tragic accident to the podium, she's become one of Canada's most decorated athletes.
I left the beginning of the summer in an ambulance, and I came back to school a few months after in a wheelchair. Saint-Marc-des-Carrières is a small community. You know, I was the very first person in a wheelchair at school in the town. And lucky for me, I had some amazing people who really had a huge impact on my life. And those people were in the school. And I don't know if it's the strength of smaller community or if it's just generosity of some individuals. But I went back to school, and one of the first person that came to me was my phys ed teacher, Gaston Jacques. And this was still the time where you had a student with a disability. I guess the trend was to just say, okay, you know, we don't quite know what to do with you in the phys ed class, so just kind of take this time and go to the library. But Gaston came to me and he just said, no, you know, we need to be active. You need to be healthy and be able to use that wheelchair on your own. And why don't we try swimming and during lunch hour, and just to kind of get you back in being fit. that's how sport came into my life, really, because I was not an athlete before. I don't come from an athletic background as well. So through swimming, wanting to get better and better, I knew that I had it in me that I wanted to push my own limits. This really was a big thing for me. And Gaston is someone who had a huge impact on my life at the time of my life where I was the most vulnerable and when I needed it the most. I wouldn't find out really how much I was competitive until I got into wheelchair racing. I knew that I wanted to become a Paralympic athlete and I wanted to represent my country. It was just a question of getting there. And I did eventually. Went to my first Paralympic Games in Barcelona with really no pressure and everything to discover.
Los Jocs Paralímpics, en el moment que es dona la sortida.
And I came back with 2 bronze medals and really a feeling of wanting to do more and some sort of a inner belief that I could win a gold medal. So that really was the start for me. And from Barcelona, I went to Atlanta.
Petitclerc trying to hang on. It's going to be close.
Where I came back with 2 gold medals, 3 silver.
Petitclerc wins in a very fast time.
And that took me to Sydney with 2 gold, 2 silver, to Athens.
Petitclerc in 5.
For the very first time in the history of my sport,
Chantal Petitclerc has a strong start.
I was racing 5 events and came back with 5 Paralympic gold medals, something that had never been done in my sport.
Chantal Petitclerc is going to win the gold medal in a new world record time of 16:35.
And it was just the most amazing feeling knowing that they had been great games and the best time of my life, really, but at the same time, the toughest challenge of my life. From Athens, it was very quickly, I mean, it was a 5-minute discussion with my coach about, are we trying to do it again for Beijing? And I guess I am very, very competitive. And the idea was, I don't want anybody to think that this was luck to win those 5 gold medals. I want to make a statement that I can dominate that sport, I can make history, and I can do it again.
On to wheelchair racing and the drive for 5 for Chantal Petitclerc. She's already won the 1, 2, 4, and 800. A win here would constitute a sweep of her events and match her result from Athens 4 years ago.
Every race was challenging, every sprint was hard to win, but I made it to winning 1, 2, 3, 4 until my last race. As an athlete, there are many things that you can't control. I mean, you can't control the track, you can't control the weather. And the day of the 1500, it started to rain. You know, I just couldn't believe it's raining. Like, it's going so well. It's my games. I'm just winning those races and being so dominant and so fast. And I could feel the tension and a bit of the stress on the team. And at one point, I just needed to be alone and figure it out. And I went to the bathroom because very often in the competition environment, if you want to be alone, you go to the bathroom. It's really the only place to hide. And I went to the bathroom and actually, I think it's the first time I tell this story. And I went to the bathroom and I started thinking about my grandfather. My grandfather passed a few days before I left for Beijing, and I missed the funeral because I was flying to Beijing, and I had made a decision not to change my flight. And I could have changed my flight because, you know, we arrived to the games early, but I was so focused on my games. The last thing that my grandfather said, you beat everybody in China, was his piece of advice. And I remember being there and making that decision that, no, I had to go with my games and take that flight. And at the last race, being in the bathroom on my own and trying to think, you know, I can't believe that I'm going to lose this fifth medal because of rain. And I thought, I don't know why, I just, this image of my grandfather came and I just thought, you know, he said I was going to beat everybody in China, so I've got to do it. You know, I can't not do it.
Petitclerc tucked into fifth spot for most of the race, but on the back stretch of the final lap, she accelerates and shows her supreme fitness.
And it was a great race.
Petitclerc cannot be touched. Getting to the outside, it's to the line. And this will be another gold medal performance for Chantal Petitclerc. The time, 3:39.
And I got my 5 gold medals.
One of Canada's greatest Paralympic champions ever has won her last medal at the Beijing Games, a gold, of course.
It was the most amazing feeling of having this big, ambitious goal.
Another golden race for Canada's Chantal Petitclerc. Today, the wheelchair racer cruised past the finish line to win the 1500-meter event in Beijing.
And making it happen.
Today, on a wet, slippery track at the Bird's Nest Stadium.
Even if it was challenging,
Canada's Chantal Petitclerc has accomplished an amazing feat.
Even if the pressure was amazingly there every day.
5 races, 5 gold medals.
And my grandfather is, you know, just a small town guy, and I'm his personal hero. And the last thing he told me, because he was not very conscious, and he just says, you know, go beat the Chinese, go beat them all. And my grandmother asked him, and she says, so how many medals is she going to win? And he's like, 5, 5, 5. And that's the one person I was thinking about today. Being one of Canada's most decorated athletes, it is a privilege at some level, but at the same time, it was so much work. It is something very personal because, you know, sure, you do it to represent your country, and sure, it is amazing to be recognized, but in the end, you do it because you have a passion for the sport and because you love being there and you love the adrenaline. But what you realize is that everything that you've learned to get there, it stays with you. You know, it makes you stronger, it makes you, I believe, a better person, and it's all memories and life lessons and strength that will just stay with me no matter what I decide to do next.
If someone would tell me someone is going to win 5 gold medals, I don't think I would believe them. And it's happening to me. And I know I've worked really hard for it, and, you know, and nobody gave it to me. And I feel proud. I feel very happy that I was able to use everything that I have inside to make it happen.
I think the Paralympic movement is getting a lot more recognition than it did when I started, and a lot more respect. Now, I find it has changed completely, and it's more about performance. It's more about speed and how tough it is to get there. So very often, I feel that now the Paralympic athletes are recognized and treated the same way the Olympics athletes are. And to me, this is very positive. When I was a younger Paralympian, the Olympic was my model. I wanted to be an Olympian, really, to be honest, and I wanted to be a part of that. And now when I look at the younger Paralympians, they own their identity. They're proud of their own branding and their own movement, and they don't want to be anybody else or any other organization or event. They're very comfortable with being high performance athlete with a disability. Backstory is recorded and produced by Cecil Fernandez. For more behind the scenes stories, visit cbc.ca/backstory. I'm Chantal Petitclerc.
For more CBC Original podcasts, go to cbc.ca/originalpodcasts.